Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Welcome back.
After a long break.
A very long break.
You may have forgotten our voices. So I'm Megan.
And I'm Abby.
And we're back.
On Sisters and a Glimpse.
We're sorry, guys.
We really are.
We're very sorry. But life happens.
It does.
And it has happened a lot.
It really happened a lot this time.
Life has been happening.
Yep. But we're back and we're good and we're excited to talk to y'all this evening.
Yeah. So we're going to continue our series that we've been doing on the giants in our lives. And we've already talked about worry and we've talked about insecurity. So tonight, since this is the week of Thanksgiving, we thought, what better way to conquer another giant? And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, thinking about, you know, we should be in the spirit of giving thanks and being thankful for the things we have. But sometimes we have a giant in our life that keeps us from being thankful for what we have. And that is this giant that we have, the fear of missing out, or as some call it, FOMO.
I like fear of missing out better.
Yeah. The fear of missing out on something greater, something better, and never being content with what you have. So, Abby, I'm turning it over to you.
Oh, boy.
What you got for us?
Well, whenever we talked about adding this to one of the parts of our series, the first verse that came to my mind was in Psalm 139, verse 16, whenever it says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." And I think the reason that that verse came to mind was one that has been a verse that I have clung to for a long time, especially recently, just being able to trust in the Lord's sovereignty that, yeah, we may not know what the next day holds or what, you know, 5 years from now holds, but we don't have to know in order to trust in the Lord's sovereignty. And so whenever it comes to the fear of missing out, you know, so oftentimes we will think back to when we were in high school or when we were in college, and you think, oh, well, what if I would have done this? Or what if I would have chosen this school? Or what if I would have majored in this? Or what if I would have taken this job or moved here or moved there? And we'll look back and we'll think, if I would have done that, would my life look different now? Would it look better now? And the real issue with that comes of, if you're not finding contentment in where you are now, in your current state and in your current season and right where the Lord has you right now, if you're constantly questioning those decisions that you made a year ago, 5 years ago, however long ago, then you will constantly keep yourself just kind of on a hamster wheel of just a lack of faith and a lack of trust in where the Lord has brought you. And really it comes down to you're just not trusting the Lord's sovereignty in your life, right? That he's been the one, if you've been walking with him the whole time, then he has a hand in your life. And if you've been pursuing his will for your life, then he has brought his will to pass. And so you can trust where he has you. You can trust who he's brought into your life. You can trust that he has you right where you need to be. And yeah, because at one point in my life, did I want to move to New York City and go to fashion school? Absolutely. Do I think about what if I would have like, what if as you try to just, you know, hold
keep
that
straight face.
Yeah. If I think about, like, what if my parents would have allowed that to happen? What if I could have actually gotten in? What if I would have actually done that? Would my life look different now? Yes, it would.
Yeah.
But at the same time, would that actually be a good thing? Probably not, right? Yeah. And so, like, whenever we look back, you think of all of these things in, like, this fantasy world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, of all the good things. Like, hindsight's 20/20, right? Mm-hmm. And so, when you look back, it's like, oh, if I would have done this, or if I would have gone here or gone there, then, oh, what could all the good have come from that? Yeah. Whereas, really, it's not realistic. You're not looking through a realistic lens.
So, as you're talking, I'm sitting here and you've seen me write some stuff down, because it's interesting your perspective on the fear of missing out, how mm-hmm. you kind of took it in like a past tense and looking past. And I've started thinking, okay, so like the fear of missing out for you means kind of like a fear of if, what if.
Yeah.
It turns into a fear of what if. Mm-hmm. What if I would have done this? What if I would have done that?
Right.
And thinking about how your life would look now based on past choices and decisions you've made.
Right.
And then I started thinking of, okay, but what does that look like looking forward, like future tense, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. a fear of missing out? I thought that leads to like, that's a fear of commitment, a fear of committing to certain things now mm-hmm. for the fear of what you might miss out on in the future. And so I feel like that's two different perspectives, mm-hmm. but it's all the same, mm-hmm. all wrapped up in the same thing of the fear of what am I missing out on, or what did I miss out on, and what will I miss out on?
Right.
Kind of the reverse side of the coin.
That's true.
And so thinking about, you know, now kind of things, like thinking about, especially people our age, uh-huh. you know, like we're all about wanting to be in God's will, wanting mm-hmm. to do God's will. And it's mm-hmm. like, okay, but if I take this job, then I might miss out on something better down the road.
Right.
I might miss out on this better opportunity.
Right.
Or if I commit to this person, then I might miss out on someone better, or something better down the road that God really had for me. And we stay in, like you put it, this hamster wheel, mm-hmm. running, mm-hmm. chasing something that we don't have and that's not promised to us, but it's our own fear of missing out on something, bigger, something better, something greater, mm-hmm. instead of being thankful and content with what you have now.
Right. And that takes me to think of, like, whereas we have seen and we see the Lord's faithfulness in our life mm-hmm. right now, right? Like, we have seen prayers answered. We have seen mm-hmm. his promises mm-hmm. come to pass, and we have seen his goodness come to fruition. Whereas all of those things that you just talked about, mm-hmm. like, what if I miss out on this down the road? What if those things don't exist, right? Like, they're what if scenarios.
Yeah.
And I remember JP, Jonathan Kluta, said at one point a while back, I heard it, but like, what if, like, the Lord tells us to keep our minds set on things that are true and right and perfect and holy. What if scenarios, they're not truth, right? Whereas I can't prove a what if scenario. I can't prove that those things will or won't happen.
Yeah.
But you know what I can prove? I can prove that I've seen God's goodness and God's grace in my own life today and in what he has done. There's a quote from Oswald Chambers in, I think I've talked about this devotional before, but in one of the days, at one point I'd written it down on an index card. It said, if we will do the duty that lies near us to us, then we will see him. And so if we will take care of, and if we will foster mm-hmm. The blessings that he's given to us right now in today, mm-hmm. instead of being so focused on what may or may not happen in the future, then we will see him and we will see his goodness. And isn't that the goal, mm-hmm. right? We don't want to spend our life chasing after all of these things, because it does. It just continues to grow that fear, and that the fear of commitment, the fear of just really anything and everything. It keeps you in this hamster wheel. That's all I can keep thinking of. It's just, you have no peace if you're constantly chasing after these scenarios in your head. Another thing that aren't real. Yeah. Another one of his quotes, Oswald Chambers, he said, you know, we lose power if we do not concentrate on the right thing. And he doesn't just say, think about the right thing. He says to concentrate, mm-hmm. right? And so if we are meditating, mm-hmm. it made me think of, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast or stayed on you. Mm-hmm. Not just coming and then going, or not just fleeting thoughts, mm-hmm. but like concentrated thoughts on who the mm-hmm. Lord is and what he has done. And just having faith that you are his child and that he wants good mm-hmm. for you.
Oh, I love all of that. And that kind of brings us to the next thing, point, which you already kind of hit on, was, okay, so if somebody is struggling with this giant mm-hmm. and is always fearful of the what if, or what am I missing out on, or I can't commit because something better might come along. If someone's struggling with that giant, mm-hmm. and Abby just touched the biggest one, how do we fight that giant? How do we bring that giant down? Mm-hmm. And number one, what Abby just said, is for our minds to be fixed on the Lord Jesus, mm-hmm. to be fixed on him mm-hmm. in the present time, mm-hmm. in the moment mm-hmm. of each day. And so thinking practically mm-hmm. for if this is something you struggle with, and I think we all do at some point or another struggle mm-hmm. with this. Mm-hmm. Some of us, maybe this might be their big giant mm-hmm. of their life, where that's the biggest thing they struggle with.
Anything and everything.
But I think everybody at some point struggles with this.
Absolutely.
What are some practical things that we can do to fight this giant and to bring this giant down daily yeah. in our lives?
Yeah.
And so you touched on that. So I thought, I've heard so many pastors and so many good pastors mm-hmm. that we listen to mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. our leader in our church, and thinking about, I think I listened to JP this morning, and he talked about mm-hmm. how he tries on a daily basis. And I think our counselor, Chris mm-hmm. Schroeder, he yeah. talked about this, always writing mm-hmm. down yeah. what you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. So every time you awake mm-hmm. and you go have your quiet time, mm-hmm. One of the things to do besides meditating on God's word mm-hmm. and having that just seep into our hearts, but to actually write down five things mm-hmm. that you're thankful for that day mm-hmm. and not what you're thankful for that might happen, not what you're thankful for that's already happened, but that day, mm-hmm. what are you thankful for? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's something I don't do, but I want to incorporate in yeah. my life.
Yeah. I just think that it kind of gets your perspective yeah. for the day set up, because you may be stressed about something. Mm-hmm. You may be longing for something in your life that you don't have. Mm-hmm. And so reminding yourself of things that you do have that the mm-hmm. Lord has given you, and fixing your thoughts there mm-hmm. on what you are thankful for, not for the lack, but for what you yeah. have of plenty,
yeah.
Is very, very helpful. I also think that it always comes down to the same things, but, along with those two things, I think that surrounding yourself with people that you can talk to in your close circle who will help you, not just mm-hmm. anybody, and we've talked about that, the importance of that before, mm-hmm. but like those people, your intimates, where you can come to and say, hey, I am dealing with this. Mm-hmm. I'm really struggling here. And I know, like, hopefully the goal is that in your fear of missing out, that you will sense the conviction of the Holy Spirit, right? And so mm-hmm. like you'll know that it's not where you need to be, mm-hmm. like that you're not just healthy living there, mm-hmm. but like you can know whenever these fears start kind of bubbling out of you, or your thoughts just start spiraling out, like that the Holy Spirit will convict you mm-hmm. of, hey, like this isn't right. You need to get this figured mm-hmm. out. You need to talk this through. And a lot of times, you know, you can't just, yeah, you can try and talk it out with yourself, but that's hard to do. And mm-hmm. so you need to go to your people, whoever those people are. It's going to be your smallest mm-hmm. group, your group of intimates, that you can just lay it all out there and mm-hmm. say, hey, I know I shouldn't be dealing with this. I know that I shouldn't be fearful of this, but I am, whether it's because of this, that, or just the mm-hmm. enemy trying to, you know, mm-hmm. make something bad out of something good. Mm-hmm. And you need to have people that are going to shoot you straight and say, well, I acknowledge that you're feeling that way, but mm-hmm. you need to recognize it for what it is. Mm-hmm. And who will get you out of your mm-hmm. mind and get you off of the hamster wheel.
That's so important. Well, you have to have, I don't know who says this, but we've heard this a lot. Mm-hmm. People that have the green light,
yes.
that you have given them the green light to say, mm-hmm. hey, if you see this in me, or if you see I'm struggling with this, you have the green light to tell me the truth.
Right.
We need truth tellers in our lives.
Absolutely.
We don't need people telling us what tickles our ears.
Yeah.
And what makes us feel better.
Yeah.
Because that's doing us no good.
Absolutely.
We need truth tellers. That's so important. And as you were talking, then I started thinking, you know, I said we need to make that list of the five things that we're thankful for. And yes, I think we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but not what we used to be thankful for. And I kind of want to go back on that.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about Ebenezer's here before, you know, and a reminder of what God has done for us in the past and how he's answered our prayers and how he has come through for us. And a physical representation of that we can look at and see, hey, this is how God has come through for me. And I think that is so important in this, because so many times our hearts can get wrapped up in what we're missing out on.
Right.
And when we go back and look at, okay, God, you came through for me here in this way. You did this for me when I was needing this. And it gets our perspective back on, you give us our daily bread. You are our daily bread. You will give us what we need when we need it at the right time. And so I think that is important, not only to be thankful for the things of today, but to look back and reminisce and think about all the things that God has done and how faithful he has been and how faithful he will be. And we don't have to have fear of missing out on something, because God tells us that he will not withhold any good gift from his children. And so we can't sit here and be fearful of what we're going to miss out on, because if it is a good gift, then God will not withhold that good gift from us if it is in the right time for us.
Can I just tell you the analogy, or like the illustration that just came to my mind? It's kind of silly, but just go with me here.
I'm going.
Okay. I just to keep it plain and simple, and the holidays are coming up, but, and this is again silly, but just go with me here. I bring it to like a piece of cake, like world's best cake ever, right? Best bakery ever. Okay. And it's like sitting right in front of you. And it's there, like you've got a fork, you're hungry, like you can't wait to eat this piece of cake, right? But then you start, one thought pops in, oh, but what if there's something better down the road, you know? Like what if,
I'm gonna save my appetite.
What if I want to save this piece of cake for, you know, something better? Like what if there's another, again, silly illustration.
What if there's a better cake?
But what if there's a better piece of cake that's coming? But like, no, this is the world's best piece of cake.
But there might be something
better.
But
there may be something better. Okay? And so here you sit, and you just sit there, and let's say that, like, again, going with illustration, that you have all the time just to sit there and just stare at this piece of cake. Like, you don't have a job. You don't have, like, for the sake of the illustration, you just sit here, and this is all you're focused
let's
on.
Look at this
because
cake.
How often do we just focus on what we don't have, right? Or focus on, oh, what if there's something better in this particular situation? Okay, and so like your thoughts are fixed on this one thing. And right now in this illustration, it's that world's best piece of cake. And so you just sit there and you just stare. Over time,
it gets old.
It gets old. It gets old. You get old. Okay.
Yeah.
You get
miss
old.
Out on
and
the
you
good
miss
gift.
Out on the good gift that you had. And if you would have just accepted it. And I know that that's ridiculous. And I know that that's silly.
But it makes
but
sense.
I just think that the Lord so often looks at us and just says, hey, like if you. You're missing out on the gift that's right in front of you that I have given to you, because you're so focused on this fear of what if there's something better. And he's like, no, I've
there
literally
is
given
nothing better.
There's nothing better. I've given it to you already.
Like that's you're good,
you know,
Abby.
And so, and I just, man, that's a really crappy way. I mean, excuse my language, but like, that's a crappy way to live your life, you know? And it's dishonoring to the Lord.
Yeah.
Right. It's saying, no, Lord, I don't trust you. I think because I'm all knowing in my own mind, right? That, which is not true, but like we so oftentimes will just kind of ease into that mindset of, I think that there may be something better. And he's like, no, like I the Lord am all knowing. I, the Lord, am sovereign. I have given this to you. Please just accept it because it is my best for you. And I have you in the palm of my hand. And just like you said, I will withhold, he will withhold no good thing for his children.
That's so good. I want to end on that.
On the cake?
Yeah, on the cake. That was so good, though.
Well, yeah.
And just thinking about just the imagery of him saying, be thankful for this gift I've given you today. There is nothing better coming along, right? Yeah. There's not going to be something you're going to miss out on. You have it today. Be thankful for it and enjoy it. Enjoy the gifts that you have. Enjoy the blessings that he's given us and not look past what we have. I mean, my goodness, we live in the United States of America.
Yeah.
We live in the most blessed country there is. We can go to church freely. We can worship our Lord freely. And we have so much to be thankful for. We have shelter. We have a roof over our head. We have clothes on our back. We have community around us. Like, wow. Just those things alone.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep. Absolutely. Amen.
So we encourage you going into this Thanksgiving season to wake up each morning and to just kind of reset, retrain our hearts, retrain our minds to be set on being thankful for what we have. Not what could be, not what could have been, but what we have and what has been given to us now in this day. And just to, it's a posture of your heart to wake up and be thankful.
Yep. And just to trust that as you walk with the Lord and as your eyes stay fixed on him, that he will withhold no good thing. So there is nothing for us to fear. There is nothing for us to be worried about. And we just, he just wants us to rest in the day that he has given us. And that's where we stay.
That's good. Love it. Okay, guys. Well, we will talk to you next time.
Yes, we sure will.
And it won't be so long.
No, it will not. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.